From Spark and Anvil and Tectonic Forge, this is Scour in Chapter 1 of the Tectonic Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Scour is a lively river otter tween. She has sleek, water-smoothed fur and quick, clever paws. She always carries her special worn stone jar, a little jar of round pebbles and fine sand. She loves moving water. Scour is cheerful and patient. She often says, "Soft things, done again and again, wear down the hardest stone." She grew up in a fast river, and she learned young that water, which seems so gentle, is the greatest sculptor there is. Her worn stone jar is her best tool. It holds pebbles rubbed perfectly round and sand as fine as flour. These were once sharp broken rock, Scour says, shaking the jar. The river tumbled them day after day, year after year, and wore off every sharp edge until they were smooth. That is weathering, breaking the rock into pieces, and carrying them downstream is erosion, moving the pieces away. She holds up a single grain. This grain used to be a mountain. Scour learned this in the river, watching a boulder. Her family were river runners, and young Scour once found an enormous boulder in the middle of the stream and thought it must be the most permanent thing in the world, far too big and hard for the water ever to move. Her mother laughed kindly and said, "Come back when you are grown." Years later, Scour returned, and the boulder was smaller, rounded, lower, its sharp edges gone, half of it worn away and carried off downstream. "The water never stopped," her mother said. "It is soft, but it never rests, and it never gives up, and soft and endless beats hard and still every time." Scour looked at the humbled boulder and felt a quiet astonishment settle in her, that the gentlest thing, if it simply never quits, can wear down the hardest thing there is. Scour swam down to Tectonic Forge at 12, because a place that studied the rising land ought to understand how the land comes down again. Geo, her mentor, asked one thing. "Heave raises the mountains. What brings them low again?" Scour shook her worn stone jar. "Weathering and erosion," she said. "Water, wind, and ice break the rock into pieces. That is weathering. Then rivers and glaciers carry the pieces away. That is erosion. Grain by grain, the mountains are worn down and carried to the sea." Geo smiled. "You are appointed. You know the other half of every mountain's life." In her workshop, Scour poured her worn stones onto a tray. "Heave teaches how mountains rise," she said. "But the moment a mountain rises, I begin to wear it down." She traced the journey with a paw. "Rain seeps into cracks and freezes and splits the rock. Wind scrapes it. Rivers tumble the pieces smooth and carry them along. What starts as a jagged peak becomes gravel, becomes sand, becomes a fine grain riding a river to the sea over millions of years." She let the children rub two rough stones together and watch the grit fall. "And here is the secret. This is not the mountain being destroyed. It is the mountain being given back. Every grain I carry away lands somewhere new and becomes the ground of a future place." She spoke warmly. "I look like I only take things apart, but I am really just moving the land from where it was to where it will be next. The wearing down and the building up are the same long kindness."
"Soft things, done again and again, wear down the hardest stone and carry it gently toward becoming something new." And when Scour said it, her sleek little self seemed to shine with a bright, easy warmth. The glad feeling you get when you understand that even a wearing away can be a gift. That what one place lets go of, another place is quietly waiting to receive.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Scour. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.